Did I say everything I could say before you left? Did I do everything I could do for my friend? I call out your name, no one answers instead. I hear whispers.
I just got on from tour, saw some paper on my door. The note said, call John, when you get this, it's important. But I don't know no John, so I thought they was mistaken. Then I heard the phone ring as I dropped my suitcases. I picked it up, it was Hedy, told me B is dead. The funeral's today, then he gave me the address. A chill went through my body, I had to catch my breath. He told me get cleaned up, he give me details when we met. Whatever that he said, after that I don't recall. Guess I must have just hung up the phone and floated down the hall. Pulled back the curtain, suddenly I felt exhausted. Tapped the water with my hand as it came out of the faucet. Pulled the curtain back, somehow climbed up in the shower. Then I leaned against the wall and cried for half an hour. Man, I'm crying now, just trying to get this written. And I wanna hear his voice again, I only hear him whispering. We still ain't had a chance yet for him to tell me how. Then they brought his body out, completely wrapped in linen. That's when it finally hit me, my best friend's no longer living. My chest caved, I felt intense pain around my rib cage. My spirit gave when I saw his face. Tears shot like lightning when I saw it was official. My woman grabbed my hand, touched her lips against my temple. How does anybody deal with loss that sudden? This was harder than when I lost my father, at least with pops I saw coming. But no, sometimes death falls in our laps, and we don't have no control over how and when we pass. The imam said we won't spend the service mourning for him. Instead, whisper a prayer, remember the beautiful things he wrote. Soon to be a father with a family of his own now. I still feel you riding.